The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to another beautiful episode of the Silsila, The Path of Knowledge, where, as you already know, we discussed many different aspects and angles of ilm, of knowledge itself, but in particular, ilm al-deen, knowledge of the deen of Islam. I will urge you, as Abu Bapajan, founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dam Barakatum Al-Aliya, always encourages us that make good intentions, and you as well, myself as well, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, make the intention that I will listen to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from beginning to end. Make the intention that I will make a note of the important points, and I will try my best to practice upon them, to implement them in my life. And furthermore, make the intention I will try to teach others, I will transfer this knowledge to others, whether it's my parents, or my spouse, or my children, my siblings, or other Muslims in my society. The more you transfer to others with good intentions, the more thawab you get. Keep these principles in mind. These principles are that the more good intentions one makes, the more thawab and rewards that person obtains. And if a person is doing something good, a good deed, a good action, but there's no good intention, then there's no thawab. There's no reward for that action. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in our previous episode, we had dealt with some aspects of knowledge, and we had mentioned that a student himself must have a lot of patience, sabr, because obstacles are going to come on your path. When you're studying in the deen, sometimes you're going to be sick. Sometimes you will get disgraced, you will be made to stand up in class, and perhaps you don't know the answers. Or whatever difficulties are there, calamities will come. But if you are patient and you persevere, patiently persevere, you will reach your goal, you reach your target, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And while you are patiently persevering, to achieve some level of piety, taqwa, is very important, especially for a student of deen. Some of the pious people, they have stated a beautiful hadith that the beloved master, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa sallam, has stated, مَنْ لَمْ يَتَوَرَّعْ فِي تَعَلُّمِهِ ابْتَلَاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِأَحَدِ ثَلَاثَةِ أَشْيَاءٍ إِمَّا أَنْ يُمِيتَهُ فِي شَبَابِهِ أَوْ يُوقِعَهُ فِي الرَّسَاتِيقِ أَوْ يَبْتَلِيَهُ بِخِدْمَةِ السُّلْطَانِ. Allah Akbar. It means the one who did not become pious during his studies, Allah Azza wa Jal will test him with one of three things. And what are those three things? Either Allah Azza wa Jal will make him die in his youth, or Allah Azza wa Jal will send him from village to village, place to place, make him helpless. Or Allah Azza wa Jal afflicts him with slavery of the rulers. Allah Azza wa Jal, save us from these three unfortunate categories. Remember, the more pious a student is, the more beneficial his knowledge will be, and the easier it will become for him to seek knowledge, and the fruits, the results of such knowledge will become obvious. Think about this, that when else can you become pious? If you're studying ilm al-deen, the knowledge of deen, you are there under the feet of your beloved asatiza, the teachers are there. Good friends are there. Your jami'ah itself is there. Your books are there. You are in such an environment of learning and teaching. if you cannot gain some form or some kind of taqwa and piety and closeness to Allah Azawajal, develop that fear of Allah Azawajal, then when can we do this, my dear brothers in Islam? For a student, part of the greatest pieties for a student itself is that the student must refrain from eating, sleeping and talking excessively. If it is possible, a student should abstain from junk foods, from processed foods, and that food which is sold in the marketplaces. This is because food from the market areas, from the marketplaces, brings a person closer to deception and filth. And how many of us, we buy junk foods, whatever it can be, from the marketplaces, from the takeaways, the hotels and the takeouts, and then we only find out that we have food poisoning because we have some problems, or the person becomes obese because of eating out all the time. How do you know how hygienic those areas are? Because common sense will tell your mind that how they prepare the food there and how we prepare our food at home, there's a vast difference in it. We make sure that everything is hygiene. We make sure everything is pure, is clean, is neat. But in a business, in a takeout, they don't have the same kind of consciousness, even if everything seems hygienic. But how it will be in your home, and how it will be in their business, it won't be the same. They can't, because they only worried about profits. And the maximum profits, they need to speed up their work, and many things in between get left out. Sometimes contamination takes place. The ulama, the great ulama of many, many centuries ago had told us this, that one of the reasons that can lead a student towards deception and filth is eating out, is eating junk foods. So how can a person truly achieve some form of taqwa if they're eating in excess, especially junk foods, if they're talking in excess, and if they're sleeping in excess? Sleeping a lot, this we call laziness of the body. Talking a lot, you know, it's mentioned that a person who talks too much makes many mistakes. A person who makes many mistakes commits many sins. And a person who commits many sins deserves more punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this. In fact, these three points, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, these Madani pearls are truly the secrets of the Sufi and Awliya Allah. They used to eat less, they used to sleep less, and they used to talk less. Because these are the secrets for them to overpower their nafs, to control their nafs, so they can achieve taqwa and closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that fear, that khawf-e-khuda, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we must sit on their path, follow their footsteps, inshallah we'll get somewhere, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, food takes one closer to deception and filth. It also, we're talking about junk foods. As it takes one closer towards filth and deceptions, it also takes one away and further away from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the poor and the destitute people, they look at the food which is sold in the marketplaces, and because they cannot buy this kind of food, because of their poverty, they become disheartened. Therefore, blessings are removed from that food. Ulama Ikram have told us. We also know another very famous narration. The best of places on the face of this earth are the masajid, the masjid. And the worst of places are the marketplaces. Now, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, ask yourself, I must ask myself also, that where do I find myself mostly? Okay, Islamic sisters, for them, the best of places for them will be in their house, in the privacy of their home, where the ghayr maharim cannot see them. For you as an Islamic brother who is out there, ask yourself, where do I find myself? In the best of places or in the worst of places? To what am I attracted towards? Am I happy to be in the masjid? Maximum time where I would like to spend, in the masjid or in the marketplaces? Something to think about. Furthermore, it is narrated that Imam Jalil, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Fadl, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he did not even eat from the marketplaces during his studies. His father used to stay in the village and he would prepare food for his son and bring it every Friday. Now one day, his father came home, prepared with the food, and he saw some bread lying there that was coming from the marketplace. As soon as his father saw it, he became furious, he became angry, and he didn't talk to his son. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Fadl rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he explained, "Oh my dear father, I did not buy this bread. Actually, a friend brought this bread for me from the marketplace without my permission." And his father scolded him actually when he heard this. What did his father say? His father said, "If you had the characteristics of humility and piety in you, your friend would never have brought this for you. He would never have dared to bring this for you." See, this is the example of how great the piety, the taqwa of the great leaders of Islam is. This is why these blessed personalities of Islam have always been busy in the propagation of knowledge, and it is because of their sacrifices, and their names will always remain ever fresh until the day of judgment. A pious jurist once advised a student, "It is necessary for you to remain away from backbiting and to refrain from talkative students who talk too much." The jurist explained. He explained how the one who makes useless talk will waste the life and the time of the student. If you are serious to learn, and if you spend your time with somebody who talks too much, he's going to waste your time, he's going to waste your life. Refrain from them. It is also from the pious actions that people avoid the company of those who argue, those who commit sins, and those who waste their time, especially in useless things. And instead, they seek the truly intelligent ones. They seek the company of the pious ones as companionship. Company has an effect which will become apparent one day. As-suhbatu mu'assiratun. Company you keep, it affects you. A student should always sit facing the Qibla. Don't forget this. Try as best as you can. If you have the ability, the opportunity, whether you're in class or out of class, if you're studying ilm deen especially, knowledge of deen, try your best, your level best to sit facing the Qibla. A student must consider the prayers of others, the du'as of others to be blessings. And he should always save himself from the curse of the oppressed person. Remember something. One of the people whose du'as are quickly accepted in the call of Allah Azza wa Jal is that person who is oppressed. If the oppressed person makes du'a against somebody, then there is a higher chance of that du'a being accepted quickly. It is mentioned that two students, they went abroad, overseas, to seek knowledge. They both studied for 2 years, and together they studied. When they came back home, after 2 years, one had become a faqih, a jurist, and the other was void, didn't have anything to do with knowledge or any excellence. The scholars and the jurists of that hometown, they did some research about these two students, their background, everything, including how they sat and how they revised their work in madrasa. And the scholars found out that the one who returned as a jurist, he had the habit of sitting facing the Qibla. He had the habit of facing the Qibla when he was revising his work. But the one who was void, empty of knowledge, he used to sit lazily with his back towards the Qibla. The jurists and the scholars came to this conclusion that the student had become a jurist because of the blessings of facing the Qibla. Subhanallah. To face the Qibla whilst being seated is sunnah. Don't forget this. Whilst being seated, to face the Qibla, this is a sunnah. Therefore, it is important that a student must not be lazy to act upon the blessed sunnah. Don't be lazy when it comes to practicing the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person, if a student especially is lazy in practicing the blessed sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, soon he will be deprived of the obligations, that which is obligatory and compulsory upon him. The unfortunate person who is deprived of the obligations that has been set upon him will be deprived on the Day of Judgment. A student should punctually perform the nafil salah, the optional salah, and should always take into consideration the fear and the devotion that should be with a person when he is performing salah, because these things will prove to be very helpful in his seeking of knowledge. Sheikh Jaleel Hajjaj Najamuddin Umar bin Muhammad Nasfi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, be punctual in carrying out the commanded, whatever was commanded, and in avoiding the forbidden, and be punctual in salah. Seek the sciences of sharia and work hard and take assistance from good actions. You will become a great jurist. Subhanallah. Furthermore, it is mentioned, ask your Allah for the preservation of your memory through His great favor, as Allah Azza wa Jal is the best of protectors. So have tawakkul, have trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal. The following has been stated by Shaykh Sayyidina Najamuddin rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He says, أَطِيعُوا وَجِدُّوا وَلَا تَكْسَنُوا وَأَنْتُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تَرْجِعُونَ. Obey, work hard, and don't be lazy, as you are to return to your Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal. He further says, do not sleep at night, for the best of creation are they who sleep little at night. A student should always have books with him, so that he can revise the moment he is free. A wise man has said, مَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ دَفْتَرٌ فِي كَمِّهِ لَمْ تَثْبُتِ الْحِكْمَةُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. The one who does not have a book under his sleeve, wisdom cannot be established in his heart. Therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, think about this. It's all about those three principles we learned earlier. Talking less, eating less, sleeping less. Now, these three itself, we can really open them up into details if we go into the books, the teachings, the aqwal and the sayings of the awliya Allah, the pious people, those who achieved great heights in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because remember something, the person who has access to a lot of wealth, person who has a lot of influence in society, the person who has many properties, businesses, whatever it is, that person is not the one who is really of high status. Because the person of high status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who has more taqwa. The one who is more conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal, closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who fears Allah Azza wa Jal more. And today our theme is about this. That if you want to achieve success, if you want to really benefit from your knowledge, then piety is necessary, as we mentioned in the beginning, that a student who doesn't become pious while he is studying and he leaves from there, then many things bad and negative can happen to him or her. Therefore, while studying as a student of deen, but remember something, even if you study and then you're out of your jami'ah, still, it's never too late. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And if you want to really taste the sweetness of your whatever you have learned, then this will come in practicing it with good intentions. Because niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in some of hadith, the intention of a believer is better than his action. And we already know that actions, a'mal, are judged by their intentions. Furthermore, if we practice upon the sayings, the teachings, the lifestyle of the pious ones, starting right at the top with the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and then awliya Allah, Salafus Salihin, the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, then inshallah azza wa jal, we can achieve some form of taqwa, some form of khufi khuda, fearing Allah azza wa jal, and closeness to Allah azza wa jal. Somebody had mentioned in a madani muzakara to Bapa Jan, how do we develop khufi khuda? How do we develop this taqwa of fearing Allah Azza wa Jal? Because this is part of taqwa also. This is part of piety, to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And Bapa Jan, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Dhamm Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, had mentioned that being in the company of the khaifeen, of those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, being in the company of these kind of people, but indeed in today's era, the age of fitna, the age of mischief and corruption, where do you find them? Very less. They are almost extinct, in fact. Bapa Jan had said, join the mahal, the environment of Dawud Islami. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will find some people there. So, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami International is that movement that is providing these facilities, is providing these services, providing the platform where we are able to educate ourselves, empower ourselves with righteous ilm-e-deen, with good, authentic ilm-e-deen. So, and also getting the motivation, the encouragement to practice upon it. Whether you are traveling on Madani Qafila, or you are attending the weekly Ijtima of Dawud Islami in your area, or you're practicing, you're doing amal and you're practicing upon the Madani Amal, and just filling it out. And so many other things, the Balighan classes, the classes for adults, men, adults, females, they have their own classes. So like this, Madrasatul Madina is there, even online. So many facilities that Dawud Islami is offering. And remember, all of these facilities are absolutely free of charge. Yes, we depend heavily on our generous sponsors, on you, the public. And if you invest in this cause for the deen, where the ummah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is benefiting, how much of reward will be deposited in your book of deeds, inshallah azza wa jal. So whenever you are doing, do it with the right intention. This in fact was one of our previous episodes, where our theme was, our subject or topic matter, subject matter was about what intention should one have in seeking ilm-e-deen, the knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of deen. And again, when you develop a taqwa, it begins from this. No matter what you are doing, whatever action you are doing, good action, and you're seeking in the deen, it begins with your motive, your intention. Why are you doing this? To gain worldly benefit, or to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, to get closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy, to make shaitan angry? Because you're seeking knowledge of deen. You're seeking knowledge of deen so that you can perform your ibadat correctly. For example, salah, or going for hajj, or discharging our zakah, etc. But if we're doing everything incorrectly, how can we expect for it to be accepted in the call of Allah Azza wa Jal? Only if ibadat is done correctly, then there is hope for acceptance in the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, we are wasting our time. And for this, Dawud Islami is offering free of charge facilities and services to educate the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, associate yourself with Dawud Islami and seek ilm-e-deen, understand correctly in its proper context, practice upon it, and transfer this knowledge to others. It's about learning and teaching, teaching and learning. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, furthermore, it is very beneficial for a student of deen to keep a notebook, or you could say a Madina diary or a Madani pad or a book to take notes. And so that student can write down whatever is beneficial that he has heard. So always keep writing material with you, a pen and paper. In those days they used to have ink pots, but in today's time obviously we have pens, pencils, we have these kind of writing material. Pads are there and notebooks are there. So always keep this with you as a student of deen, so you can write down madani pearls of the ulama, of Bapa Jan, of your teachers, your asatidha as well. I will narrate to you, this was mentioned in our previous episode, but it fits here. Sayyidina Hilal bin Yasir radiallahu anhu. He said that I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was teaching knowledge and wisdom to the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. So I requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me whatever you taught the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you have an ink pot with you? You could say in today's time, a pen with you, pen and paper. Sayyidina Hilal radiallahu anhu replied, I don't have any with me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, O Hilal bin Yasir, do not separate the ink pot from yourself, because the ink pot and the one who has an ink pot, they both are good until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. As they say, capture ilm by writing it down, and ink is the best memory. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, these are the few Madani pearls that our ulama ikram have taught us, our Babajan teaches us, and Asatidah are teaching us. Therefore, I would encourage you, associate yourself with this environment of Dawah Islami. Travel with the Madani Qafilas. Don't forget to fill and act upon your Madani Al-Amat booklet. Don't forget to attend the weekly Ijtima'at of Dawah Islami. Visit our website, dawahislami.net, and join us next time, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, on this amazing episode, this amazing silsila, the path of knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path